This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Fire.
That I see where the children are free, and I say it ain't far to this land from where we are. Take my hand, come with me, where the children are free. Come with me, take my hand, and we'll live.
5:09, happy Friday. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Hawes Spencer is live in studio, and it's time for Fun Fridays with Hawes. How are you, sir?
I'm good. That was loud.
It is loud. You know why? Because you and me, we're free to be you and me.
Who is that?
That's Marlo Thomas, man.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Somebody.
You know who it sounded like to me?
I don't think it's Marlo Thomas, but she's
like,
in this.
It sounds like Devin Spruill. It's not Devin Spruill.
No, it's not Devin Spruill. This is from like 1972, 74.
But dude, Devin Spruill has like the same sound.
Really? And for folks who don't know Devin Spruill.
Devin Spruill's a Charlottesville musician whose fans are going to be calling me in the next couple of minutes screaming, she doesn't sound like anything like that.
I don't think she sounds much like this, though.
Marlo Thomas, Danny Thomas's daughter?
No, it's some singer, but Marlo Thomas is in this. This was that special. Don't you remember this? This was an after-school special called Free to Be You and Me with Marlo Thomas and Friends.
What?
Oh, Hawes, where were you? You don't remember this?
I was in the 70s.
Oh, Hawes, this was incredible. Because then they recorded it or something. They got it. I remember watching this at school. Free to Be You and Me. Yeah, it's out on DVD now.
And after participating or watching in this, did you feel free to be you?
I was always into the freedom thing. Mm-hmm. Even as a child, I was always reading biographies of Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and American history as a little kid. Like, those are the first books I remember reading.
Those are important founding documents.
Absolutely. So how are you?
I've heard freedom had something to do with the founding of our nation.
I've heard about that, too. I have to ask you this, though.
Trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
I know exactly what that is.
Now, you got to remember this, right?
Yeah, that's Convoy.
Now, I have to ask you, were you on the CB? Because I can actually remember being on the CB listening to this song.
Dude, I remember when they changed from 23 to 40 channels and what a great advance that was in American telecommunications history.
Ah, but if you're going up and down 95 in the 70s, it was channel 19.
Well, all of
Breaker
America,
19.
Breaker 19,
yeah.
Buddy.
Breaker 19, go buddy.
Why was 19 the home?
I don't know why that was. But
Breaker 19, what's your 20? You got a good looking seat cover there.
And I can remember rocking chair was the if you were between two trucks, like one was in front of you, one was in back of you, that was called being in the rocking chair.
Hmm.
Indeed. Smokey Bear's taking pictures. Breaker 19, going to get up out here, see you on the flip side.
Yeah.
What's your 20? Yeah. Oh, that was fun. I can remember we had a CB, and when we would drive back home to Atlanta in the summers,
you'd ask where the Bears were.
I would get on the CB. And
where are the Bears?
Yeah.
Show me the Bears.
Where are the Bears? Any Bears taking pictures out there, Breaker 19?
Okay, now, I have a question, and maybe listeners can help us with this. Is there any rule against dimming your lights or flashing your high beams for a second?
To alert.
To alert oncoming drivers of a speed trap coming up.
Well, the first thing I have in response is, have you ever done that? Have you ever warned people, like,
flash? It depends on the legality. I'll give you my answer after we find out if it's legal. Yeah, I've done it.
977-1070. And that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. If somebody can help us out with the answer, we'll be most appreciative.
Because if everybody did that and everybody slowed down, nobody would get a ticket.
Yeah. Are you legally allowed to say, I don't think you are. I think you can get a ticket for, like...
What's the crime? Being communicating with your fellow...
It's obstruction of justice, Hawes. You're messing with an officer in his duty.
Are you
her duty? You are obstructing them in the trying to do their duty.
It's not like I'm grabbing the guy and holding his arms behind his back while he's trying to arrest you.
No, but aren't you still getting in the way of
what's his goal, to slow you down or to arrest you?
Yeah, because you basically are helping him slow people down.
Totally. He should give you a citizen's achievement ticket.
Is the goal just to get the tickets so you can put money in the police department? Or is the goal really just to slow people down?
Yeah, I appreciate the little flash of light.
I don't know the answer to that.
Many a time.
Has it really? I know people have done it to me.
Dude, I've been getting pulled over left and right the past few weeks.
Really?
Oh.
Do tell. Give me the details.
Well, one night I hung this really fast left turn from University Avenue onto Rugby Road, and I saw the cop right there, and just for fun, I just gunned it. And
why does that sound like you?
And so, next thing I know, there's like some car following me, and I slow it on down.
Yeah.
And he pulls me over.
Oh.
And he says, I had to go 60 to catch up with you.
Not true. Is that true?
Dude, he said this to me. And I wanted to say, listen, you dumb bunny. You're not supposed to go 60 on Rugby Road. This is a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I wrote a big story in The Hook about some cop who chased a guy going 85, and it scalped a house, nearly killed a couple of people or more, and caused over $100,000.
Because they're not supposed to go faster than the speed limit in a chase?
Well, they are. Under certain circumstances, they're allowed to exceed the speed limit, but only certain circumstances. There has to be like levels of severity of the crime that they're pursuing, and just seeing Hawes gun it at the intersection may not necessarily qualify as a severe crime.
So why did you gun it at the intersection? I guess that's an obvious question.
I was just having a little fun. I saw the cop car there, and my dad always taught me about how to use your car's inertia when you redirect the centrifugal force into your turn. You kind of gun it as you're coming out of the turn, and that helps transfer that energy into acceleration. I'm not kidding.
You're like Danica Patrick or something.
I am Danica Patrick.
So,
not as good
so did you get a ticket?
Nope.
What happened? What was the conversation? And of course, you said yes, sir.
I was doing the whole yes, sir.
You got to be polite. You got to respect the badge. You got to. I do. I absolutely do.
I respect the power. I respect the power to ruin my night.
Is that what you're respecting?
I do.
So he didn't give you a ticket. Why?
I mean, of course, I respect the badge degree, but there's a huge power differential when someone can arrest you, and when he admits that he just went 60 miles an hour to track down me.
Were you going 60 on Rugby Road?
Oh no, I wasn't. It's just that I was. He like must have pulled a U right in front of the UVA rotunda to go after me.
Oh, so he was trying to catch up with you, even though you're going the speed limit.
Technically, I'm going the speed limit. Maybe I was going 28. I'm serious. I don't think I was really speeding, but whatever.
Well, you can't gun it right next to a police officer. You're asking for him to pull you over and check all your paperwork.
I don't think you
are. See if you got an open container.
The thing was, I gunned it because I was going like zero. I was turning left after the red light turned green. And so I had there's no law against gunning it. Is there like some anti-acceleration law in Virginia I don't know about?
I don't know. So you're saying you didn't do anything wrong?
I don't think I did anything wrong.
And you didn't get a ticket?
Didn't get a ticket.
So you got pulled over another time? Uh-huh. You've been pulled over a lot?
Yeah, I got a...
You're getting in trouble all over the place, Hollis.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm worried about you. You all right?
I'm doing all right.
Is this a cry for help?
It is. Must be.
We're talking with Hollis Spencer. A quick break. This is Charlottesville right now.
Early to rise, early in a sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on a farm. Days are all filled with an easy country time. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a butter riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done.
It's 5:20 here in Charlottesville. I hope you're doing well. Thanks so much for joining me. Happy Friday. I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville right now. It's 48 degrees. I think this was a great loss for America when we lost this young man.
John Denver,
the man who talked to God.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking about that movie.
That movie, Oh God. Oh God. Series of movies. That was a great movie, wasn't it?
That was a great movie.
Yeah, with, what's his name? George
the
Burns.
Old guy, George Burns.
Whatever happened to George Burns? Is he dead or alive?
He eventually died.
I mean, I know John Denver passed away because...
He didn't pass away, dude. He plummeted to Earth.
What was he in, an ultralight?
He was in an ultralight.
Oh, man. You ever been in one of those things? It's like a go-kart with wings.
They look like a lot of fun.
They say, I've actually talked to somebody who owned one, and he said they're totally safe, and when you hear about people dying in them, they're doing something they shouldn't have been doing in them. Because he said, if you just go up and want to fly around a few hundred feet off the ground, it's no problem.
Yeah. But maybe today it would be a problem with the high winds.
Today would not be a good day to go up. There's a lot of high winds out there. You got any trees down?
Well, one of my associates from the Wesley subdivision where I dwell called and said that there were wires on the main drag.
Oh, you're kidding. Power lines down in Wesley.
Power lines down, power off. But, you know, I just heard
I have to go home there tonight, you know.
Do you really?
Yes.
You may be going down to no power.
Oh, man.
But I just heard your beautiful colleague, Jacqueline P. Marini, saying there are like 4,500 customers in this area still without power.
Yeah, down from over 13,000 in this area. So hopefully they're getting them turned back on. Oh, man, I don't want to go home to no power. I hate that.
Don't you have firewood?
Can I just tell you this?
You hate that?
I hate it.
At night or day or both?
Hate it.
Why?
Hate it. Hate it. I hate not having the power.
Hate not the power.
I mean, the battery and the...
I thought you were a country boy.
I just hate not having the power. It's so quiet. And, you know, it's not like I watch TV. Everything I do is on the laptop. But so that'll work for a while. That'll work for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. I can still work. But it's just, I don't like it. It's cold and it's quiet. Do you like it? There's something about when the power comes back on. It just makes you feel good. You know, you hear that whirr in the little refrigerator and the lights come back on. And it's just sort of a happy feeling.
Depending on how much of a backlog of work I have, I sometimes prefer it with no power.
Really? Why is that?
Because it's just...
You just read.
I like novelty. And it's nice to have the quiet and not have to hear like the neighbor's compressor... And luckily, none of my neighbors, I'm very lucky. I don't have any generator neighbors. Talk to people. I'll bet you some of your listeners have generator neighbors. Those are like the most annoying people of all because
when the power goes out, the generator goes on and it's just like,
it's like worse than one of those weed blowers. And it's just constant.
Yeah. It doesn't go off until the power goes back on.
Yeah. And because everything's quiet in your house. All you can hear is the neighbor's darn generator.
Oh.
But again, I'm very lucky. None of my neighbors have turned themselves into generator people yet. And I don't want to like get to the point where they do.
We're talking with Hall Spencer. It's 5:23 because then you go knocking on their door, wouldn't you?
I might.
And you say, look, I like novelty, but I don't like this kind of novelty.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you gunned it past that police officer.
Actually, really?
Because you like novelty.
Yeah, I like novelty. But actually, there's a really cool HVAC guy in town. Who one day I said, hey, could you get me a quote on putting in one of them automatic generators in my house?
He's whole house generator, they call it.
Yeah, whatever. And he said, Haas, I want you to go to the grocery store, get yourself a couple of good cans of Sterno, some candles, and some...
Get some logs for the fireplace.
Some logs for the fireplace, and when the power goes out, just have a good time. And just let that one go.
Good advice.
I thought so.
There you go. Now, what's the latest news here? What's the latest?
Well, you know, there's big debate going on downtown mall about the cafe spaces.
I think it's a very healthy debate.
You think so?
I do. I think some people are getting screwed.
Well, the warm weather's coming up, and they did a little inventory, and they found that some of the cafes are occupying buku amounts of space.
They are. They've gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. You and I both remember once upon a time when they didn't have all those cafes. And you could walk on the mall, and it was like a free and open, it was just like people.
It was like that free to be you and me.
It was free to be you and me. It was indeed. It was. It was, it had a very different feel to it.
I think ghost town is the operative term.
Is that it?
Yeah. I think that was the problem.
I'm the first one to say I like the cafes. Don't get me wrong. I love that. And I use them. I go down there and sit outside in the nice weather and eat. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but it has sort of taken up a lot of space on the mall, and there's some cafes that are bigger than others, and how do you pick who gets a big space or who gets a space at all?
Well, apparently Sal's Pizza and Miller's were in the first wave of cafes. Whenever they very, very first introduced cafes, either in the 70s or early 80s, those two restaurants were around, and so they, for a while, were grandfathered at their above-average sizes. They're each sitting on over 1,000 square feet of space, and Miller's is actually the biggest at 1,350 square feet of space.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
So, but along the years, other restaurants have come along and said, hey, can I have some space?
Yeah.
And
rightly so.
Well, and that's the
But they're getting tinier spaces.
Well, but what if they all go out of business with their tiny spaces?
You're saying some should have big spaces.
I don't know, man.
I just know what you're saying.
It's all being debated because the newcomers are saying that a restaurant with a cafe space has a huge economic advantage. And
What about the people who have space, and it's not a restaurant, but they'd like to lease their space to a restaurant? And yeah, then they have no chance to have cafe space.
That's right. They're the ones who are arguing strenuously right now.
I think they have a good point. I think it is not fair because it sort of limits their ability to what that space could be. What if it wants to become a restaurant?
Exactly. And so it's a I think there's some really live issues here because, yeah, what if you own a building and you can't rent it to a restaurant because you can't get the space, then you're basically losing money.
Yeah, yeah. Now, they're going to have this new restaurant downtown. The old A&M building's going to be a restaurant.
How about that thing?
With a bar on top of the roof, maybe.
With a sky bar.
Now, will that have a cafe?
I don't know. But that may...
Because isn't there a cafe? There's right near... I'm trying to think. Well, Eppie's is nearby, right? And the Nook is nearby. And yeah, they both have cafe space.
Yeah, but...
That's in the same block, right? I think it is.
It might be. You're probably
I think
right.
So, pretty near. If it's not there, it's pretty near.
Pretty near.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, you know, I didn't even know. This is really embarrassing. I didn't know what A&N stood for until like a week ago.
Army-Navy, dude.
Dude, I didn't know.
You didn't? Army-Navy surplus.
I know. Like, I always heard of Army and Navy stores, and I always heard of A&N, but I never put two and two together.
Where you been? You haven't been shopping at Army-Navy, have you?
I don't have the best brain in town, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that's going to be a nice new place. That'll be cool. Other big news, Donald Trump says he wants to be president.
Well... It would be nice if he like had a Camp David here in Albemarle, wouldn't it?
Is that what he's doing?
I don't know.
I think he's trying to do like a deluxe resort, like Keswick, which is pretty darn swanky.
Well, he told the Washington Post he had absolutely no idea why he was buying it.
He did?
Yeah. He's kind of a punk. He'll say anything just to be annoying.
Yeah. I still haven't figured out his hair yet. And I got sympathies for men who don't have hair. Fortunately, I'm not there yet, but I still have some hair. But what's going on with his hair? Does it bother you?
Doesn't bother me, man.
Every time I see him, I think about it.
Bothers me.
Why is that? Some kind of hair obsession.
No, I don't care about that. It would bother me if I were looking at him and he pointed one of those stubby fingers at me and said, "You're fired."
You're fired. And furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees. All right, Hoss, we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we'll play a little Dead or Alive, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
We're talking with Hoss Spencer live in studio. It's Friday, 5:28, 48 degrees. We'll be right back. Hey, happy Friday. This is Coy Barefoot. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. 48 degrees in the city. I hope you're doing well, having a good Friday. I hope you have a great weekend ahead of you. Thanks so much for joining me. It's Fun Fridays with Hoss Spencer. He's live in studio. You know that TV show?
Are we on the air?
We're on the air. Get your microphone. Come on. You're zoning out. See, you bring your laptop in here and you stare at your screen over there. Yeah. You're on the computer. People don't know that the whole time we're talking, I'm on one computer and you're on another computer. And we never really,
we hardly ever
look at each other when we're talking.
We're making eye contact. We're enjoying the fellowship of a Charlottesville day. We're looking out the window at this
windowless
office. I hate this place. I hate Winna. Let me out of here.
Nope. You have to stay. Now listen, right. Did you know that song?
No, but it sounds jaunty.
It is jaunty. And the main character was quite jaunty. This is Hazel. It was based on a comic strip. It was a sitcom. She worked for, I can't remember their last name. She called him Mr. B.
Oh, yeah.
She about a maid. It was funny.
Mr. B.
It was a funny, funny show. I can remember watching that on Channel 17 Superstation in Atlanta, Georgia.
Shirley Booth.
Is that her name? Shirley Booth.
Hazel Burke.
Is she dead or alive, Shirley Booth? She's probably passed.
I'm not going to answer that. I have the answer, but I'm not going to answer it.
All right, then I'm going to answer it. She's passed. Because if she's alive, she's probably like 102.
Coy, you're good. She would be 113 if she were still around.
Are you serious?
No, 112.
That's been done before. Yeah. You never know. She could do that.
She died in 1992 at the age of 94.
Oh, Shirley Booth. She was great. She made me laugh. All right, it's time to play a little Dead or Alive with Hawes Spencer right here on this fun Friday. You know how we play it. I'll give you a celebrity name, Hawes, and all you have to do is tell me if the person is dead or alive.
And for the record, I don't use my computer when we're playing this
I
game.
I hope not. I hope you're not cheating.
That would be cheating.
That would indeed pop my bubble.
Yeah.
If you did that.
Yeah.
All right, we encourage you to play along at home, but please, no wagering. All right, Hawes, we are going to start with this sound. We're going to play this little song for you. I think we played it last week, but we want to hear it again. And I'm going to ask you if Mac Davis is dead or alive.
Dude, that's easy.
You think so?
There would be like a national day of mourning if Mac Davis died. And that hadn't happened. So Mac Davis is alive.
He is indeed. He's alive and well. I think he's still singing. He was, he's 69 years old.
That's still young and spry.
69.
All right.
So Mac Davis is alive and kicking. I don't know what he's doing. I know his secretary is fooling around with Glenn Campbell, or did at one point, or was it his wife?
I think it was his ex-wife or something.
His ex-wife fooling around with Glenn Campbell. I still can't get over that. This country star is a little too close, for comfort. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, Hawes. Doris Day. Icon, Calamity Jane, Pillow Talk, Please Don't Eat the Daisies. She had her own TV show, didn't she? Or no, I'm thinking of Dinah Shore.
No, she did.
Remember, Doris Day had a TV show?
It was called The Doris Day Show. The opening song was Que Sera, Sera.
You're thinking of Dinah Shore.
No, I'm not.
You sure?
It's her.
Are you sure?
I'm dead serious.
Dinah Shore?
Wait, who's your question about?
Doris Day.
Doris Day. She's the one who's the recipient of the famous quote, "I knew her before she was a virgin."
Oh, what are you talking about?
And to which she replied, "I don't know what that's about." She's also the mother. Listen, I'm telling you all this. She's also the mom of Terry Melcher, who is actually...
No, you're making this up now.
No, Terry Melcher was a possible target of the Manson family when they attacked the house on Cielo Drive. But Doris Day is very much alive, even if her son is not.
Here it is. Whatever will be, will be. Oh, that's good music right here.
Oh, yeah. Dude, every fact I told you came out of my brain and not a computer.
Really? That's impressive. You're like a Doris Day expert.
Doris
Day, there is a Doris Day show. There was also a Dinah Shore show. But Doris Day show was like a drama.
Yeah.
Dinah Shore was a talk show.
Exactly.
Like a Merv Griffin kind of Mike Douglas thing.
That's right.
Yeah, back in the day.
And didn't Dinah Shore date Burt Reynolds?
Did she?
Dude,
I have no idea.
I seem to recall
Have you seen Burt Reynolds lately?
No.
He's scary looking. He's like, who's the guy? Kenny Rogers. They got some work done, and they look sort of monstrous. Dare I say hideous, Hawes. They look scary looking.
Maybe they did it like a two-for-one deal at the plastic surgeon shop.
He called him up. Kenny, I'm going down to, whatever happened to the Kenny Rogers chicken place? Remember that?
Oh, your Kenny Rogers roasters.
Those were good.
Yeah, they were
you
good.
You go in there, and all these chickens are spinning on the spit. You know, there's like 100 of them slowly turning, and you can see the juices coming off of them. That place was good.
Love the juices.
Love the juices. All right, is Doris Day, formerly of the Que Sera, Sera, by the way, what does that mean? In what language is that?
What will be, will be.
Que Sera?
K is like
Is
what?
It somebody's name? Que Sera?
Sera is the future tense of the verb to be. I'm not kidding.
In what language?
I'm guessing Spanish. Although it looks sort of like French.
Oh, I have no idea. Que Sera, Sera. Anybody know what language that is?
She then repeats it in English. She translates within the song, Coy.
But it could be something totally unrelated
to the
Sera, Sera part.
No. Que Sera, Sera. Whatever will be, will be.
I have no idea.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's an absolute literal translation.
Que Sera, Sera. I guess it means like, I don't care. It could mean that.
It's like, don't worry, be happy. Hey, whatever happens.
Gary writes in and wants to know, what was the big sponsor for the Dinah Shore show? I have no idea.
Some cigarettes, I'll
bet you. Was it cigarettes? Could you still get away with that back in the day?
Are you kidding me? Sure.
I don't know.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. What was it? I'm not quite sure. All right, Doris Day, who, by the way, she was pretty.
Dude.
I don't think Dinah Shore was that hot, but Doris Day was
Doris
really
Day
pretty.
Doris Day is much hotter than Dinah Shore.
You think?
Yeah, that's why she had a drama show and the other one was stuck with interviewing people.
Mimi, how are you? Happy Friday.
I'm fine, Coy.
What's going on?
You guys must live in the neighborhood I grew up in.
All right. Well, what is it?
Well, I actually didn't. I was grown before when I lived there, but my dad had a house out there in Wesley.
Oh, no kidding. Really?
He built it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 1100 or 1101. The big Georgian up on the hill.
I don't know. I can't
you
remember
can't
that.
You can't see it now for all the trees. But
oh, okay.
It was a nice house when he was there.
There you go. When was this?
Well, 65 to 80, he died in 86. Maybe 95.
All righty. Doris Day or Dinah Shore? Who's your pick?
I like Doris Day. She was in a movie called Pillow Talk with Rock Hudson.
Yeah.
Oh, there must have been some real romantic sparks there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, actually, no. But she had a real girl next door kind of look, and I think que sera sera is Italian. I'm not sure, but I think it's Italian for...
Oh, Italian.
For, yeah, I think. I'm not sure, but I think so. And Dinah Shore used to sing in the USA, See the USA in Your Chevrolet.
Ah.
And she did date Burt Reynolds. And she had a very good voice, too. But
it's a little huskier.
Doris Day, and she is still alive. She's a big fan of pets. Animals.
All right. Yeah, you got it. She is alive.
Yeah.
She's 88 years old, Doris
Day.
Right,
and she's a big fan. She's a big animal rights person. And the reason I remember this about her is because you guys watched TV and went to the movies when you were kids, and my parents just had no use for that. There was no TV, no movies, no nothing. I didn't go to the movies until I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And the first movie I saw was Pillow Talk.
The very first one.
Yes.
How
with
that
Doris
you?
Day and Rock
Doris
Hudson.
Day. And I think that since then, and that's been, you know, like 50 years ago, I have probably been to the movies maybe four times since then.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you watch them on TV?
No.
I've been to the movies four times since Christmas.
I don't have any interest in that stuff.
Oh.
Wow. You're like
it
Holden Caulfield.
It requires that you sit still for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you, my back starts to hurt in those seats.
Yeah,
I move
like
around
it.
A lot.
I don't like it.
But the movies are good. Sometimes I like seeing them on a big screen because I'm not one of those home theater guys.
Yeah, I'm not a movie person at all.
Mimi, have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much for calling in. And I think we also have Gary is there. Is this John?
This is John.
Hey, John, what's going on? Happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday to you guys. You are a riot, and I'm really enjoying your show.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You've got a cool radio voice like that homeless guy in
yeah.
the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's me. Actually, don't tell anybody, but I'm the, quote, signature voice for NBC 29.
Ooh, nice. Well,
your secret safe with us. This.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody.
NBC 29, be sure to watch, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah,
I love it. Nice.
But thank you, thank you.
Sure thing.
And the fact that they give me the title signature voice means that they don't have to pay me much.
You know, welcome, welcome to radio and television.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I worked for WINA as a news reporter back in the, 1995 or so.
Oh,
for about a year. And I couldn't possibly make a living on that job. But it was a real eye-opener for me because I'm 60. I was in my late 50s at the time, and I had never attended a board of supervisors meeting or a school board meeting. And suddenly, I was thrust upon attend this meeting and come back with a 1-minute capsule of what it was.
There you go. Hey, John, let me ask you. Are you a Doris Day? What are you, Doris Day or Dinah Shore? Pick one.
Oh, well, I absolutely love them both. And Doris Day. Gosh, I remember her not only in those beautiful, lighthearted Pillow Talk kind of comedies, but she was great in The Man Who Knew Too Much with Jimmy Stewart.
Ooh, yeah.
It was a very serious
that is a good
Alfred
movie.
Hitchcock.
Yeah, that's a great
thing.
Movie.
And of course, the previous caller took all my thunder. Dinah Shore Herschel was the dinosaur Chevy show.
Oh, is that how it started out?
In fact, Chevy was her sponsor.
Oh, okay. See the USA in your Chevrolet.
That's right. America is asking you to call.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good
so
stuff.
Fun stuff.
Thank you, John.
Anyway, you guys are, I'm sitting here listening to you on my battery-powered radio because
have
any electricity.
You don't have power? I'm so sorry. Gosh.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
We just recently had one of the, generator companies to come out and give us an estimate for what it would cost to do a backup thing, and it was like $7,000,
oh,
you know.
Oh, Lord, that's ridiculous.
That's why that guy said just get some Sterno.
$6,000 worth of candles, and we're going to hold our
There
home.
You go. That's smart. Thank you, John. You have a good weekend. Thanks, buddy.
You both, too. Thank you for your entertainment.
All righty. Absolutely.
Chevrolet, America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter. Nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
There you go. That's Dinah Shore right there making it happen. You know what I've always thought of? Dinah Shore, and you would know this, but it sounds just like my mom when my mom used to sing in church.
Really?
That voice, yeah, when she sings, it sounds exactly like my late mother.
Did she?
She loved
Burt
to sing
Reynolds?
In church. My mom never dated Burt Reynolds. All right, Hawes, how about this? Let's get another one. We'll get back to Dead or Alive. Hugh Downs, journalist, former co-anchor of the TV news magazine 2020. He was also on the Jack Parr Show. And he also hosted a game show called Concentration. Is Hugh Downs dead or alive?
That guy is alive. I mean, he was on the show not too long ago.
He is. How old is he?
He's not that old. He's maybe like 76.
A little older. Keep it going.
79 and a half?
He's 90.
What?
Hugh Downs is 90
Are
years
you
old.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
That guy did well.
He did do well. All right, how about this one?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason.
All right, I got it.
It's one of my favorite songs, by the way.
The only reason I know this is because this guy, it's like his whole identity was crafted around this one song.
Yeah.
His name, you haven't said it yet, but I know.
I haven't said his name. I've only played the song.
His name is Johnny Paycheck.
It is indeed. Very well done, Hawes. Is Johnny Paycheck dead or alive? Was he a one-hit wonder?
I would think so, but I would also like to think that anybody who had such a big hit that has resonated in the public mind and, you know, comes up.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I don't know. It's Friday, dude. I haven't had my beer yet.
Is he dead or alive? I thought you had your beer.
I think he's alive.
He is.
He has passed on. He punched the clock or he kicked the can or the bucket or something. What happened?
He died of emphysema in 2003.
Oh, they don't even. Isn't that the thing that they now have like a big fancy name for?
Emphysema?
Yeah, it's now like cardio obstructional. Blah, 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 blah.
It's basically your lungs don't work anymore, right? I mean, you can put oxygen down there, but it's not getting into your bloodstream. Is that it?
Yeah, but
I have no idea.
I thought that's the one that they renamed, but maybe I'm thinking of another one.
You had a new name for it?
Oh, I know. They always talk about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD.
Interesting. I wonder where emphysema came from. Get an emphysema.
The term means swelling and comes from the Greek emphyson. Meaning inflate.
All right, here's another one. Whoop! Oh, gotta let me.
Don't we have to go to a commercial break at some point?
We probably should. Let's do one real quick.
Yeah.
All right, it's 5:52 here in Charlottesville, and we're playing Dead or Alive with Hawes Spencer. He's live in studio. Hawes, here's the next one. Famous movie, one of my favorites. Here's an excerpt.
Thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas. Get the cold boy the hammer, Ralph. Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's the one and only Darren McGavin. He played the dad in the movie A Christmas Story, one of your all-time favorite movies, Oz, of all time.
I just saw it for the first time like 3 years ago.
Where have you been?
I don't know. I was busy.
Plus, it's a classic.
It's a modern classic. I'm from the old school.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Darren McGavin also starred as...
Darren Stevens?
No, Kolchak, the Night Stalker movies. You don't know that?
No.
Man, you lived under a rock.
Yeah, I didn't watch the cool kid movies like Mannix.
The Night Stalker, they would play that on Channel 7 out of Washington in the afternoons for the money movie. And they would like call somebody during a commercial. And if you could identify the amount of money, like if you were watching, you knew the amount of money in the pot, it was a few hundred dollars, you would win it.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was called the Afternoon Money Movie.
I grew up in New Jersey for a while, and there was this really cool thing when they would show scary movies. They called them chillers.
Yeah.
And this hand would emerge out of the mire, and it would pick up the letters for the word chiller.
Ooh.
And it scared the pants off of me.
I can remember he was also Captain 20, but Count Gore Duvall out of Washington on WDCA Channel 20.
Wait,
in
minute.
Washington.
Wait. There's a famous author named Gore Vidal.
Oh, no.
Must be something
else. What was his name, Leon? Count Gore Duvall? I can't remember. I've interviewed him before.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, he's still alive.
Count
Good guy.
Gory Mess?
No, but he would come on Friday and Saturday nights and introduce a scary movie. Boy, that scared me. That music would come on. And oh man, it was
little coy, terrified.
I would actually turn the music down until, and then turn it up when he came in. Wow. You know, oh, it was scary. Woody, what's going on, buddy?
Coy.
Hey, what's going on, Woody?
You know, Johnny. I'm sorry, Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah.
I heard he died of the dreaded Barefoot Spencer.
Now, don't pick on me.
Radio show. Right. He listened to you guys, and he died, man.
It's something you catch. You call your doctor. Oh, my goodness.
I will too. Bye.
I got Barefoot Spencer. You better go see a doctor. I got Barefoot Spencer. So is, thank you, Woody. Is Darren McGavin, the one, the only Kolchak, and the dad from A Christmas Story movies, is he dead or alive?
He's got to be alive, man.
Oh, Hawes, he passed away about 5 years ago. He was 83 years old. How about, Valerie Perrine? She's very well known for having played Montana Wildhack in the movie version of Slaughterhouse-Five.
Dude, when I was in 11th grade, a Playboy magazine was passed around.
In school?
On a trip I went on.
What kind of trip is this?
The kind with the Playboy magazine. And Valerie
Perrine. I don't have any kind of those trips at school I went to.
Yeah, you've been missing out on the good kind of trips. And I would like to think that I would remember if a playmate had gone to the great beyond. So I'm saying alive.
She is indeed. She's 67 years old. And we have time for one more, and we'll make it a quick one. And this is him singing. This is him singing from the Free to Be You and Me television special of 1974. When he said,
"It's all right to cry."
Oh, they need a new belt on that turntable.
It's all right to cry. It might make you feel better.
It might make you feel better.
This is the one, the only Rosie Grier football player.
Rosie Grier.
Played for the Rams.
Who was
Fearsome Foursome.
And was the counterpart to Brian in Brian's song.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I know Brian's song.
That was like the saddest movie of all time.
Oh, man, I bawled. I still cry watching that movie.
They're like best friends, and it's very sad.
Yeah. Rosie Grier, dead or alive?
I think I'm thinking of the right guy. He's got to be alive.
He's alive. He's only 78 years old. He's doing great. Hawes, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Coy.
Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a good time. I'll talk to you on Monday. And do me a favor, be good to each other this weekend.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.